وَمَا يَنظُرُ هَٰؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً مَّا لَهَا مِن فَوَاقٍ.
They are waiting for nothing except a single cry, after which there will be no second cry.
وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا عَجِّلْ لَنَا قِطَّنَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ.
They say, "Our Lord, hasten to us our share of chastisement before the day of reckoning."
اصبر على ما يقولون واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيد إنه أواب.
O Prophet, bear with patience what they say, and call to mind our servant David, who was endowed with great strength and who constantly turned to Allah. Peace be upon him.
إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ.
With him we had subjected the mountains that they join him in celebrating Allah's glory evening and morning.
وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَةً كُلٌّ لَهُ أَوَّابٌ.
And the birds too in their flocks, and turn again and again to celebrating Allah's glory.
وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ.
And we strengthened his kingdom and endowed him with wisdom and decisive judgment.
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُوا الْمِحْرَابِ.
Has the story of the litigants reached you, of those who entered his private chambers by climbing over the wall?
إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْطِطْ وَاهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ.
As they came upon David, peace be upon him, and he was frightened of them, they said, "Be not afraid. We are just two litigants. One of us has committed excess against the other. So judge rightly between us, and be not unjust, and guide us to the right way."
إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي لَهُ تِسْعٌ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ.
Behold, this is my brother. He has 99 ewes, and I have only one ewe. And yet he said, "Give her into my charge." And he got the better of me in an argument. The complainant did not say that the person had seized his ewe. He rather said that the person had asked for it, desiring that it should be handed over to him. Now, since that person held great power and eminence, he was able to exert considerable pressure on the ewe's owner.
قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِهِ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَّا هُمْ. وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ.
David, peace be upon him, said, "He has certainly wronged you in seeking to add your ewe to his ewes. And indeed, many who live together commit excesses, one to the other, except those that believe and act righteously. And they are but few." While so saying, David, peace be upon him, realized that it is we who have put him to test. Therefore, he sought the forgiveness of his Lord and fell down, bowing and penitently turning to him.
فغفرنا له ذلك وإن له عندنا لزلفى وحسن مآب.
Thereupon, we forgave him his shortcoming, and indeed an exalted position of nearness awaits him, and an excellent resort. Thereupon, we forgave him.
What is said here indicates a few things. First, that there had indeed occurred some lapse on David's part. Second, that this lapse somehow resembled the case of the ewes. Hence, while pronouncing his judgment on the case, David instantly thought that he was being tested. Third, the lapse was not so grave that David could not be forgiven, nor that the forgiveness be conditional upon David's removal from his high position. According to the Quran, after he fell down bowing and penitently turning to him, he was not only forgiven, but also assured that his high rank in the hereafter was secure.
Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi fahkum baynan nasi bil haqqi wa la tattabi'il hawa fayudillaka an sabilillah. Inna alladhina yadhilluna 'an sabilillahi lahum 'adhabun shadidun bima nasu yawmal hisab.
We said to him, O David, peace be upon him, we have appointed you vicegerent on earth. Therefore, rule among people with justice, and do not follow your desire, lest it should lead you astray from Allah's path. Allah's severe chastisement awaits those who stray away from Allah's path, for they had forgotten the day of reckoning.